Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Tell them. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the Inventor, yeah. One can do it better, breaking down the norms from January to December, no showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members, coming really? Live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors, okay. Street blue, to women's views, the voice is what, tell us what the people choose, breaking down barriers and exposing fools, Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
And I'm live in the building. You know how I do each and every Wednesday. Today is October the 8th, 2008. And this is how we do on Lush Radio, always shutting it down, giving you nothing but the exclusive interviews each and every Wednesday. Before I get into it, I got to pay my dues and my respects. Shout out to the high power. I got to send you a shout out because without you, I would not be here. Shout out to Young Rich Society, you know. Shout out to all my fans of Lush Radio. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Your man, Mr. P, did it. Your man, Mr. Funk Cover Man. Your man, the one that they call Polo, you know. We got to send a shout out to my people. Shout out to Game Face on the first day of Game Face. Martin Luther King had a dream, and I got a game plan. Get your Game Face on. Shout out to the wild boy, Mr. Two-Face of the DMV. DMV stand up. Shout out to Cartier. Shout out to Mike West out there in Florida. Shout out to Aunt Juan G out there, you know, in Florida doing this thing. Shout out to Nev Kicks doing this thing. Checking out this Thursday. You're going to be there on that, you know. Let's talk about Sex Chapter 1 going down with the Street Queens on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Finesse. You know how I do. Shout out to him. He's doing this thing. Mace Management. Shout out to Ace Diamond. Shout out to Busy B. Shout out to all my peoples. I love y'all. This is how we do. And just talking about Ace Diamond, we about to go into a hot joint. Blow the whistle. This is a straight club banger. So get your things together. Crank it up. Turn the bass up. Turn the amp up. Cause it goes down. Blow the whistle.
Yes. Ace Diamond. Yeah. It's a Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause probably a fine. How nice your mind.
Should be a guarantee.
I'm gonna make
some
money.
Hey.
You
should be a guarantee. I might be hit with a fine, cause probably a fine. How nice your mind.
You
should be a guarantee.
I'm gonna make some money.
You expect to blow, I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop off. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm goodwill hunting, give them something to choke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace Diamond, it's your boy Diamond. Some say wild, either way, grind. Yes, Ace is not falling, but I'ma pick it up cause hip hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a fine. How nice your mind.
You should be a guarantee.
I'm gonna make some money.
You should be a guarantee. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a fine. How nice your mind.
You should be a guarantee.
I'm gonna make some money.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new down the bump too. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame, and the game you know nothing about, ain't that a shame? Enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involved in you. Ace, it's your boy, I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, Ace is not falling, but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind, keep
this should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind, keep
this should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind, keep this
I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind,
this should be your penalty. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind.
I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime.
Yeah, this is the girl Ashley Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah, holla exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJar, PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Yeah, yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I do each and every Wednesday, you know, but we about to jump into another track, you know, this is from our people's Prolific, straight from the beam, shout out to Prolific, Maddie did my intro, you know you like that, the anthem, holla at your girl, Prolific from the beam.
Let's do it. Get up. Stand up. You're now rocking with the best. Peanut butter for ya.
Yo, Greg.
More investigation.
Shit up.
Put all these shakes, yeah.
Come on.
Pray for war. More investigation. Put all these shakes, yeah.
Tell them.
I put the beam in the Beretta, have you screaming out Loretta, run the MC the game, I'm tough with the leather, I crunch like the ab lounge, let the bullets breathe, I'm doing last round, penetrate the skin, then you lay down, red and good, walk the beat, sun rising in the east, march through a standing beat, dick parallel to heat, man,
fight me where it's spent. Got work like a bitch. Maddie ready for war. Machine gun to see war. Cause it cuts like a snake. Keep you bloody and raw.
I'm God's chosen son, might die for my visions like Malcolm X or John Lennon. I spit within my blood, not one ounce of pretending. Just alcohol and resin from severe depression. That's how the system made me, God gifted and crazy. Somebody tell 50 Sunny dudes was shady.
you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy. We have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh. PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Nothing but hot videos. We shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers. www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, because I'm going to punish you, baby. Lush. Yes, yes, y'all, and we don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, it's Lushy Lush in the house. What's up, America? Wake up, worldwide, stand up, DMV, stand up, Nigerian people, because I'm an African queen, and I'm live in the building, shutting it down Wednesday. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Did anybody check out that debate yesterday, man? That debate with, you know, Barack Obama dropping the bombers and McCain, Mr. Stiff Hand, because I saw it yesterday and I was bored out of my mind. If you feel the same way in your caller, call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me how you felt about the debate last night. Were you bored? Were you entertained? Were there some good points that you liked? Call in at 347-826-7722. Well, I watched the whole debate, man, and I know he was a POW, but how many times are you going to say you're a POW, man? You know, how many other people were POWs back then? I mean, was it just me, but did you think, you know, McCain had a fake arm? I thought it was a detachable arm or something. Like, it was about to fall off or something. Real talk. I didn't know what was going on with him. Because he couldn't, like, really, like, move his hand, really raise it. And he couldn't get on the stool. He really couldn't get on the stool. I'm sorry, McCain, that you couldn't get on the stool, man. Next time when McCain comes up there, y'all need somebody, like, two people to, like, lift him up on the stool to help him out. Real talk. Because I don't like McCain to go out like that. I don't want him to go out like that. Real talk. But, Barack came back with his rebuttal. Remember last week, you know, when he was doing his whole thing to Obama saying, well, you're inexperienced about foreign policy. You're inexperienced about foreign policy, right? Barack says, well, yeah, I don't know a lot of stuff about foreign policy, but I tell you one thing I really don't know. How do you invade a country that has nothing to do with 9/11? Invade a country that has no Al-Qaeda in it. Explain that, John McCain. John McCain ain't come back with no rebuttal. But what was he writing down? That's the question. Was he doodling? Was he writing pictures of him and Sarah Palin? Or pictures of him and Obama? Or just pictures of him wearing a crown? Or him dressed up in a skirt? I don't know. That is the question. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to go back to this indie music, how I do, man. We about to shut it down like I always do. Lushy Lush live in the building. I'm feeling the spirit. I'm feeling love, nappiness, and greasy food, which is not good for you, but sometimes we eat it because it feels good in our stomach. So we about to go into some hot music. I I'm about to hit you with that new Nas joint with Young Jeezy. And we're talking about our black president, since we're on that subject. Quite that.
Yeah. Be the realest shit I never wrote.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
Be the realest shit you ever quote.
Yo.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. And mama ain't at home.
June 3rd, 208 a.m.
don't say win, lose, or draw, man. We just make y'all ready, homie. That motivate the thugs, right? You motivate us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-off policy. Y'all touching me ride, nigga. Yeah. First black president. Win, lose, draw, nigga. Matter of fact, you know what it is, man. Shout out to Jack Bell.
Hey, man, that was that new joint from Nas and Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Hey, A-Town, you know what I'm saying? New York building. You know, man, our president is black, but, you know, who knows? Hopefully we pray and we hope maybe he'll be there. But real talk, America, we're at the bottom of the barrel. None of them really impressed me. But we got to hope and pray that we choose somebody that's good. You know? You know, we'll make history with Obama. We'll make history with Sarah Palin. You know, the first time for us to have a serious retard as a vice president on it. You know? But that's just my opinion. Everybody has a right to freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we'll have a first black president. But still, at the same time, he has a whole can of worms that America has let loose that he has to try to fix. But at the same time, when we look at our whole, you know, government system, the legislative branch consisting of the Congress, the House and the Senate, basically make the laws. And, you know, Obama's in his, if he was the president, he's in the executive branch, basically just a guinea pig to set out and follow out with the laws that they set. Okay, say Obama gets in there, right? And they put Obama in there, and then they try to impeach him for something small. God forbid they do, but they like, oh, we may let this black dude go on there, and, you know, he can't fix it on time, so blah, blah, blah. Either way, in my mind, in my theory, I think they're going to try to screw him. But he's a good dude. Real talk, his family is strong. He's a strong guy. He's kept his composure through this whole campaign, and I respect him and I admire him. McCain actually, for the first time yesterday, looked nice, because usually he looks crazy looking. But he looked all right. He was kind of stiff, though. I don't know if that was a fake, like, you know, one of those biotech arms or something like that. I'm not sure. Somebody needs to investigate that and come back and let me know, because I don't know. Maybe that's a fake arm. Somebody can try to snatch it off. But anyway, if you're a listener and you know Yemen fans or whatever, and you're listening to Lush Radio online, I need to call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722, and tell me your opinion about the debate. Did you like what Obama said, or did you like what McCain said? I'm always welcome for McCain callers to call in. I'm not biased. I'm neutral. So, did you like McCain or did you like Obama yesterday? That's the question. Did they impress you or did they bore you? Call in at 347-826-7722. Support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, independent business owners, independent artists and DJs, music people, lovers, and all. Support them in their movements. Stop cutting each other's throats, man. We need to love one another, man. Real talk. I'm about to go to the lines on Lush Radio Online. 401. You're live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
What's going on, Lush? Boy, D Smooth, World Premiere DVD. What's happening?
What it is, I got my bro on the phone. World Premiere DVD is live in the building, shutting it down on Wednesday. I told y'all I give nothing but the hottest exclusive interviews on here, man.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know, I had to call you. You know, and I had to show that love to you all the way out. Be more. You know how we do. Actually, worldwide, right?
Worldwide, man. We doing it worldwide. We based out the DMV, but it's worldwide. We touching bases everywhere, man.
Oh, Okay.
You know,
that's what it is.
You know, we got people listening and stuff like that, you know. Let's talk about, you know, because I was just talking about, we're going to come back to the whole issue about the debate yesterday, but let's talk about World Premiere DVD, man. Shout out that MySpace and all that for them so they can know where to go check out that, man.
Oh, man, you can log on to myspace.com/WorldPremiereDVD. Make sure you put an E on that premiere. A lot of people just leave the R, you know, at the end. And you get all the information right there, you know. I mean, really, right now, you know, we got a new volume getting ready to drop. I'm probably going to drop it maybe December, because right now we're just trying to set it up. Like, the DVD's done. I got tons of treats on there for everybody. You know, we got some independents on there, obviously. And we got Young Jeezy on there. Got some very, very exclusive footage that I'm probably going to get in trouble for. Nobody ever seen before,
but
a great one. Notorious B.I.G. You know what I mean? We got Game on there. You know, we got G-Unit, Mano. Matter of fact, shout out to Mano. That's my dude right there. Can I cuss? Oh, no, I got to be good.
Do what you got. Do what you got. It's Fall Biggity Ball, man. Lush Radio, man.
All right, shout out to my dude, Mano. That's my nigga right there, man. Look for his album, If Tomorrow Ever Comes. You know, I got my dude Mano up on there. We got the boss, Rick Ross, Jim Jones, Two Pistols. Oh, man, I got so many people on this DVD. Akon, Red Cafe. And, I mean, it's not really just having a whole bunch of people on the DVD. It's kind of like, you know, the interviews are good, you know. A lot of times people don't really like to do the interviews with a lot of DVD cats, and you can tell right away because they don't really like, you know, too receptive to answering questions. They kind of always just give you, like, a quick answer real quick. But, you know, fortunately for me, the people that I got on there, you know, they really went in, you know. DJ Khaled, Ace Hood, you know, shout out to everybody
wow.
in Miami. So,
wow. Yo, y'all listening up, people? World Premiere got nothing but the hottest stars worldwide, straight bangers on this DVD, man. This is the hottest thing out circulating the streets, hard body. And if you ain't copied, then you a lame, man. World Premiere is doing
That's
their
right.
thing, man.
Say it one more time, Rush.
World Premiere is doing their thing, shutting it down worldwide. If you don't cop it, you're lame. And that's straight up from Lush Radio, man. I put a stamp on that player. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely appreciate that. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, just going to further about the DVD. Also, I listened to, I think, a show last night. It was an archive show with my man, DJ Finesse. I
shout
got
to
a shout.
Finesse, man.
Yeah, oh, that's my homie. When we go back, me and Finesse go back like rocket jets. You know what I mean? We playing basketball together, you know, like shout to his wife, shout to his son. Like, you know, Finesse is just a good dude. My man Mason Storm, official bad boy representative, I mean, you know, everything that he said was real. And he's a real, real humble dude, you know? And so, you know, everything that's happening for him, and he definitely earned it. He put in all the work, and that's like my man right there. That's my man. I co-sign everything he do. You know what I mean? I support every single thing he does, from his artists to all of the events that he does. I mean, I can't make it to everything, but that's my dude right there. I definitely say that. You know, I know that, you know, he got a good relationship with you, so I know you got to be good people. Cause that's my man. You feel me?
Hey, that's what it is, because, yo, I only deal with righteous people. And he's like, yo, D-Smooth is my man, my peoples. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just hit you up. Yo, come on here right now, son. Real talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you did kind of catch me off guard a little bit, you know. Actually, tell anybody right now, you know, I live in Providence, Rhode Island, and right now I'm heading to the Foxwoods Casino. So I'm actually, you know, en route right now, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you know.
Get your money in?
I really don't even want to say that right now. But, you know what I mean? I'm saying, like, you know, the casinos hasn't been too nice to me. You know, it hasn't been too nice to me, but, you know. I feel like right now I want to unwind a little bit, so, you know, I mean, I might go out and gamble, I don't know. I might just fall back, have a few drinks, you know, that Ciroc, lemonade, do it Diddy style, you know what I mean? You know,
son,
probably just
I'm going to tell you that you win that money, son. I'm going to pray you win that money because, you know what I'm saying, you got to, you know, contribute to the fam, my dude. Because you know you my brother, too, you know what I mean?
That's real talk.
We about to go to the callers. 345.
Okay.
You live in the building. What's really hood?
Hey, there, what's up? This is Nev from down south.
What's up, Les? Nev? Nev Kicks
what's
live in the
on?
Building. You know, you live with your man, D Smooth. World premiere DVD, hottest DVD circulating in the world. Go cop that. Got the hottest out here, representing the Florida area, shutting it down. You want to check him out Thursday on the street, Queens. We're talking about, let's talk about sex, baby. Worldwide, we shutting it down, man.
Of course, of course. What's going on? What's up, people?
You need to talk to D Smooth. D Smooth got a hot DVD. You know, he
can
be all the hottest artists out there, worldwide, all across the board. He got some exclusive stuff. Like, I do that exclusive stuff. He's fam just like you fam. So tell him about, you know, what you're doing. So maybe, you know, y'all might do some kind of cop thing going on.
I'm down here in Miami. What's going on, man? This is Ned. I'm down here in Miami, South Beach. Right now I'm gonna get ready to put some sneakers out under my line and get this fashion clothesline out by next year, February. I'm also gonna get ready to launch online magazine also called Hood Stars, and it's gonna be dedicated towards people that's in the hood. Or whoever that's trying to make it up. No stars going to be interviewed, just the people that's on the up and up, coming up in the world. Real people like that, fashion, entertainment business, businessmen, businesswomen, we'll be interviewing. Like I said, I'm going to get ready to kick this, my sneakers off next week. And we're doing big things down here in Miami, man. We got a lot of shows that's coming out down here as far as fashion. We have a lot of shows as far as entertainment coming out. So you guys got to come through, man. Show your stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, I was invited to come down for the Khalid Ace Hood video, the joint that they shot with with Trey Songz, but we didn't end up making it. But, I got some people out there, man. So, I guess if you can I'm going to blast that MySpace again. I don't know if you're on MySpace or not. You can leave me a message, man. We can link, you know, and we can talk about some things.
No doubt.
Might be ways that we can cross-promote our brands. You feel me?
No doubt. Definitely do that, man. Definitely do that.
Right.
She has all my information. You know, matter of fact, you got to pin the paper by getting information right now. So you can just go ahead and log on or you can take information.
No, I'm riding.
Stretching.
No, he's driving right now. You can't do
it. He's driving.
Yeah.
Under the same thing.
We don't want him to hit
now. Under the same thing.
The biggest casino in the world. You feel me?
True. Yeah.
We had it right now in Connecticut, man, you know.
Okay.
But, if you can hit me, I mean, you know, I'm on myspace.com/ World Premiere DVD. You know, I operate my own page. You know what I mean? We getting ready to change up all the graphics for the new DVD, like the last DVD that I had out. We did big numbers. You know, we did the FYE thing, Circuit City, Overstock.com, what else were we at? Best Buy. And decent numbers. But, you know, the last one I had 50, Jay-Z, and Dame Dash on the cover. Like, we still the one and only DVD that has ever been inside 50 Cent's mansion. You know what I mean? And you know, I did interviews with everybody from that legendary Super Bowl party that he had, you know, when he had those 20 tour buses full of strippers. So you already know what that was. You know what I mean?
Exclusive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yo, shout if I can. Let me shout out G Unit and 50, definitely 5th. You already know what it is, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Good looking. You already know what it is, man. And you know, on that last DVD, like, we had like Dame Dash, shout out to Dame Dash Enterprises. You know, like, another thing about World Premiere DVD is that I really, and I say not meaning I, but we try to focus on interviewing people that you don't normally see on DVDs. You know, like the regular, you know, the regular form of media, which would probably be like maybe MTV or BET. A lot of the artists, they have to be so politically correct.
Right.
So with the DVD, you know, we try to do it. We just try to, like, give you the uncensored version of that video. Plus, they can go in, you know, if they want to smoke or if they want to, like, you know, really just be in the hood and say the stuff that they normally say on television. And plus, you know, we don't really edit things down. Like, we're going to give you the whole entire interview. But I really got to shout Fifth out a lot, man, because, you know, he really just, like, looked out for his boy, you know what I mean? Let me in the crib, and he wouldn't even let, like, BET, MTV, or VH1, or no one in the crib at the time with a camera. So that's the one-up I have on every other DVD cat. Like, you know, I got up in there, got the interview with Fifth, got the interview with M.O.P., got the interview with Mobb Deep. Shout to DJ Drama, shout to early affiliates, shout to the Awesome 2, Special K, Teddy Ted, you know. And then, actually, I was out your way. I did an interview with Scott Storch, you know. Like, we caught Scott out when he was still over at the Hit Factory. So we got Scott up on there, too. You know what I mean? So,
we
definitely official, man. That's why we definitely on Lush Radio. Because we official and she official. This is what we're doing
what
right now,
you know. I'm about to go to a caller, 240. You live in the building on Lush Radio.
Yeah, hey, I just thought I'd call in and stop through and give my sister Radio Short shout out. Shout out to Lush Radio. Man? Yeah, that's my sister Lush. Keep doing what you're doing, but I just can't stop to say that. So I'll be leaving soon.
Okay, that's what it is, mama.
Love you, sis.
I've been doing good. So what are y'all talking about on the show today?
Oh, we got D Smooth on here. He got World Premiere, the hottest DVD out there. He got 50 on there. He got Drama on there. He got everybody you could think of on his DVD, man. And he got hot exclusive stuff you cannot see on regular TV, my man. You know what I'm saying?
And
you know
what?
He got Nev kicks, hot kicks, you know. And he's donating 10% of his kicks, his money from his kicks, to the, support the whole cure for AIDS, man. So I got two positive, righteous, young black men doing their thing out here in the building. You know what I'm saying? Little sick. You want to say what's up?
Oh, I hear that. They doing good. That's good. That's good. So about the DVD you got, is it at, what stores is it at? Is it nationwide or is it just in your state, in your area?
No, the last DVD actually was worldwide, but it should, I don't know if it's still in stores because it was released last year. We had to take some time off because, you know, getting all of the new footage that I had to get most of it cleared. So, you know, we took a little bit of time off, but now we're going to start coming back, you know, early and often. But I'm definitely going to send something to Lush, you know, so if that's your sis, you know, I definitely got you for sure.
All right, I hear that. Thanks. Well, we support y'all. My sister supports our movement. I support y'all. Just keep doing what y'all doing. And wish y'all the best, okay? And I'm gone. Love you, Lush. Right. I'll talk to you later. All right.
I appreciate it.
Love you.
My little sister.
I certainly do appreciate all the callers, you know, and everybody that's right now, you know, listening to the show. Y'all listening to the number one show on internet radio. And that's Rush Online. Y'all already know what it is.
That's what it is, man.
You know, like I said to all of y'all, stop cutting each other's throats. I don't care if you're in New York, if you're in Florida, if you're in the Beans, if you're in Rhode Island, in Providence, I don't care. D.C. Y'all need to come together and get united, man. Support the independent entrepreneurs.
We all link together.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's certainly strength in numbers, for real.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, I support that all day, man.
Everybody can eat out here. And if you want to talk to D Smooth, you know, ask him some more questions, or you want to talk to Nev, you want to call me, or you want to talk about how you felt about that debate yesterday, if you was bored out your mind, call in at 347-826-7722. And y'all need to go cop that world premiere DVD, the hottest DVD circulating in the area. Shut it down.
Yeah, it'll be everywhere in December. You're going to see Jeezy, Notorious B.I.G. on the cover. And I certainly did miss some people, but there's a lot of people on this DVD. It's too many to name. You know, I also, right now I'm up in the air with this LL interview. I got like this real, I mean, and Lush, if I can tell you this for a second.
Yes.
Of all the people that I've ever interviewed, LL was the first time that I kind of fell in fan mode for a second. You know, just
wow.
Because of the legacy that this man built. You know, and not only just that, but him just being a living legend, it's just that how he was so humble. Like, every person that came around him, like, even, like people just looking at him with shell shock. He would go over to them and shake their hand, ask them how they doing. You know, at the radio station, he just, like, signed every autograph, took every picture. He did it with a smile. You know, and a lot of artists need to get back to that and be more appreciative of the people that support them. You feel me?
No doubt. No doubt.
What it is, yo, like, that's the same way I felt when I interviewed Busy B, man. Like, this dude's a legend. I used to, not a lot of people know, I used to rhyme back in the day when I was younger. So I used to look up to, you know what I'm saying, KRS-One, Rakim and all that, Busy B.
Yeah.
So, you know, for an icon like that, and, yo, he put me on his flyer for his birthday party, VIP status, popping bottles. I was
okay,
kind of
I think
shocked.
I seen that. I think I was that on your was that on the website?
Yeah, that was on the website.
Okay, yeah, I did see that. I seen that. That's
yeah,
hot. That's big. That's big coming from a legend too. That's real.
Oh, yeah. and I might be having special Ed on there. You know that cat that said I got it made? He might be on here too. And Awesome Crew might be on here too.
Those are my tools right there, Teddy Ted, Special K. Those are my, actually, I spoke to Teddy Ted earlier today, so, you know, that's my man right there. Ted's my man. We go back, too. That's definitely a homie. You feel me? You know what? It's something else that I really wanted to say, too, just in case. People want to know, like, the inside behind some of these artists. Like, a lot of stuff, just don't believe the hype with certain people, man. Like the Game, like, real talk, like, the Game's a real cool dude. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a little moody, but he's a real cool dude. And a lot of times, like, you know, if he respects the people that he's with, you're going to get a better interview. But if people just, you know, if he just feels as though, like, you know, you say questions that annoy him. So it's kind of like sometimes a lot of people that do interviews, you have to kind of, like, you know, do, like, the track record, you know, and do some research and seeing the type of questions that people, you know, want to be asked. Like, sometimes people get tied up, you know, and you understand. Sometimes they're doing these interviews, like, they're being asked the same questions 5-6 times, you know, a day.
Yeah.
So if you're the sixth person, they may, you know, begin to get annoyed. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know, in the position that I'm in right now, it's kind of like, you know, I do all of my interviews, like, from behind the camera. Like, I'm not really on camera doing interviews because I really don't believe that my credibility is there. I don't want anyone looking at it saying, like, you know, damn, who's this dude that's with, you know, this legend right here? Who's, you know, and for me, it's just easier for me that way because I want it to be all about the artist. I don't want to, like, try to steal none of the artists, like, still shine and try to, like, put myself in the forefront. I'd rather for people, you know, because it's not for me, it's really for the people. You know, I got EPMD on the new DVD as well, and I felt that that's my all-time favorite duo. So when I was interviewing them, I felt the same way. I felt like, wow, like, but at the same time, you know, the questions I asked wasn't necessarily for me. They were for the people. They were the questions that people wanted to know. So when you cop the New World Premiere DVD, it's actually volume 2, then y'all, you know, get a little insight on what it is that I'm talking about right now, you know what I mean? So I just trying to, like, air it a little bit. You know, I want to plug my project, but I do want people to have an understanding that, you know, all these artists aren't what everybody always think that, you know, that they're like grouchy and they're mean and that, you know, they're not appreciative for their position. Because a lot of these dudes that's supposed to be like the hardest dudes or like the, you know, the dudes that everybody sees that are real standoffish actually are just cool. They're human beings. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and that's what, like, a lot of fans and, you know, groupies get misconstrued and, you know, and they don't know that, you know, when you're doing interviews and everything, you have to keep your composure. Because real talk, these artists don't like when you act like a groupie. They want you to look at them as a regular person. Because they eat, sleep, and they get, they, you you know, they get hurt just like we get hurt. You know what I'm saying? They got feelings too, you know?
Right.
So, you know, you got to keep composure. I mean, anybody doing media, make sure you keep your stuff business. You know what I'm saying? If you get that rapport with that person and y'all can chop it up, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But don't overstep your boundaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I certainly agree, you know, and it's kind of like this whole thing right now, you know, with, you know, if I could talk about this real quick, it's like the DVD game, you know, like the DVD game versus the internet. You know what I mean? And what I really feel is, though, like, I'm hearing, like, a lot of DVD cats getting a little nervous, you know, about, oh, man, because people are able to get footage and post it right away. And I'm not nervous about it at all. I'm going to make the internet my best friend, the same way I made the DVD game. You know, we're not best friends, but we're good friends, you know? It just, it's too much money involved on the DVD circuit to have a worldwide distribution deal for you to get that emotionally attached to that type of project. You know, we got too many hands in it. You know what I mean?
But the thing, D-Wright, is basically with everything we doing, you got to adapt to the situation and adapt to the times, man. If something's switching up, learn it. Learn it ahead of time. We all know that it's about to go digital and everything's going to be online. Get up on it ASAP. That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely. So what I'm trying to do, I mean, what I actually did was I have a YouTube page that I'm getting ready to launch. And because I'm so caked up with footage, because of, you know, like all these times I had to wait, you know, I got these young Jeezy release parties. Jeezy's on his third album, and I got the release party from his first album. You feel me? So it's kind of like, I don't want that footage to go to waste, but I can't put it on a DVD, but I can put it on a YouTube, and I can have, you know, a lot, you know, and it can probably get, you know, 100,000 views.
That's what it is.
And just to help cross-promote the world premiere brand. So that's how I'm going to make the internet work for me. And plus, I have, like, a couple other ideas, but, you know, when these things happen, I actually call you when they're, you know, already ready to go. Right now, we're just cooking up the soup. You know,
that's
when you cook the soup, you got to add the proper ingredients. You feel me?
Yeah, you got to cook it real good, real tasty, man, real tasty.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, because a lot of people, you know, I'm just trying to get into questions that people ask me, like, you know. And another thing, too, is kind of like what I feel about the internet as well. I just think that with the gift, there's a curse. You feel me? Like, you say, like, the gift is, obviously, if you have an idea, anything that you want to do, you can just get on the internet and just go ahead and, you know, and people may gravitate to it, people may not gravitate to it. But I think the curse is when you get people that's doing stupidity or people that just want to just, you know, just they want everything is predicated on beef and they want to just sit there and not get two sides of a story. Just get one side of the story and never know that. You know what I mean? When people... Like, people cannot take humiliation, especially black people. We don't like being humiliated. So if somebody gets on the internet and humiliates somebody, there's no telling what's going to happen when that person finds that person or sees that person. So I just think that people just need to be more responsible for the content as well that they put on the internet. You feel me? So that's just me. Like, I don't want
to
come out
to
you.
You was about to say something? You was about to comment on that?
Yeah, I just, you know, want to add on what you're saying. You know, it's like, you know, as being a black man, you know what I'm saying? Nobody like to be clown, you know what I'm saying? And our you know, our mentality is to retaliate back, you know what I'm saying? And there you go. But, you know, we have to be more responsible as far as leaders. I mean, sometimes we have labels put on us because we are, you know, trying to make it and we're trying to strive and try to be a better, for me, a black man, for my son, and you know, for the people that's in my circle. So you have to be responsible for what you say and what you put down, because now it's gonna sometimes bite you in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it hurts you, and sometimes it hurts people that's around you. So you have to be very careful what you say and do in this world, especially in this damn time.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Everybody's watching. Everybody listening to what you have to say. If you slip.
Hey, but I got a question.
Ain't nobody gonna help.
Can I add to that real quick? I want to add to that real quick. The thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know, we all grown adults. We take, you know, responsibility for our actions. You can't blame nobody for it. You did something in the past. We did something in the past. Oh, well. We cannot change the past. If it comes back to haunt you, oh, well. Man up, woman up, and say, okay, I did that. I learned my lesson. It's time to move on. Don't judge me on my past. Judge me on what I'm trying to do right now. Point blank. But if you put some fraudulent stuff out there, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you're able to man up and take the heat, because with everything you do comes a consequence. Yeah, I heard.
That's it.
That's it right there. You said it best, Rush.
That's right.
You said it best.
That's right.
You feel me? I mean, obviously, I'm sorry. I didn't really hear what you guys were speaking on about the debate, but I tell you right at the gate that myself, I definitely support Obama 110%, and I actually look at the guy as a hero than opposed to just a presidential nominee or candidate. You feel me? Like, I really believe in his policies, and I believe what he represents. And what he really represents more than anything is change. Because if we make the mistake of not going out, especially getting everybody to register and going out and not voting and not, you know, showing up at these polls like we're supposed to, we're going to have 8 years of terror. Because this guy is going to be in there until he's 80. I guarantee you that. If McCain wins, he's going to be serving two terms. Trust me. And we are going to be in trouble. So everyone listening, I don't really want to tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you who I'm supporting, and I'm sure I speak for everybody that's, that's listening to that listen to everything that y'all was talking about earlier that I probably missed. I'm sure everybody knows what it is. You know, you're not going to fool us no more. You know what I mean? We got fooled before. We got suckered. You know what I mean? We did everything, you know, that we could to get a Democratic candidate in the White House, and every time it's just something at the last minute, somebody pulls, you know, some wool over our eyes. This time, man, everybody just needs to take the wool away from their eyes and just, you know, run hard and just open their eyes, open their ears, you know, get to understand both candidates so you really know who to vote for. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for someone to represent change, then you definitely know you got to support Obama. If you want to sit there and somebody that represents the same old thing and the same old Bush policies and want to stay at war and don't want to make no money, and for the people that want to, you know, like that, oh, hey, that ain't coming. It ain't coming if McCain get in. So I'm trying to tell you, you want to keep that oh, hey, and put it in the air, you better vote for Obama.
How you feel about that, Nev? How you feel about that debate, man? How you feel about
Obama? To me, represents an idea for me. You know what I'm saying? Before he even came to become the nominee for vice president, I mean, for president, he represents an idea for everybody that's in color. You know what I'm saying? When we was kids growing up in high school, you know, even in elementary school, and teachers ask us what we want to be in life. You know what I'm saying? The last thing on earth that everybody that's black or Latino, whatever, would say, I want to be president. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying? We could say that. All kids can say that. You know what? I want to be president of the United States. And nobody won't blink an eye because this guy here, he represents that idea that we can be president of this country. You know what I'm saying? So it goes beyond what he's saying for what he wants to do for us. He's representing an idea for every person of color in this world that he could be president of the country.
I wanted to touch base on that, man. Basically, to me, I ain't really impressed with either. It's like basically we got the bottom of the barrel. But if I had to choose, you know what I'm saying, I would go Obama. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to go back to the whole Bush, you know, reign and everything like that, because he just going to follow suit, you know what I'm saying, to what he's doing. But at the same time, real talk, if we really looking at it, we really got the bottom of the barrel. So you got to choose for whatever sounds right. Then, you know, in politics, people lie to get votes. So you need to understand that this is a cutthroat race. And at the same time, we don't know what's really going to happen. Like I said, with our government, the legislative branch makes all the decisions, and executive is basically the guinea pigs. So we don't have a strong back in the Congress. Who knows what they're going to do when he gets in there? You know, but all I do is pray for and hope the best and hope that our future, that somebody actually really cares about the American people. Because right now they don't. And they use us as guinea pigs like 9/11 and kill plenty of people just to start a war. World War One, World War Two. They inject our soldiers with crap that we don't even know because I'm ex-army myself. You know what I'm saying? So if they able to kill innocent people for their own gain, who's to think that they won't come snatch you out your house and detain you or do whatever they want to you? So right now, we are sliding on a thin ice. All we can do is hope and pray that we just live to see the next day and we can move on and get through the day. Because if we actually think about how corrupt the world is, we will be depressed.
Yeah. I mean, you have a point. I mean, but I want to ask you, like, what do you mean when you say we have the bottom of the barrel? What do you mean by that?
I'm trying to say bottom of the barrel is the fact is, not to you know, put that, Barack, I admire him. He's a strong dude. But at the same time, he's still unexperienced, you know. And not a lot of people knew that a black woman actually ran in this race named Miss McKinney. Actually predominant, and she had a lot of experience, but she didn't have that financial backing. Now I give it to Obama. He is a strong guy, and he has kept his composure all through this campaign. But the thing about it is the fact that when it comes to the debates, which is not his strong point, or McCain's, it's really really not McCain's strong point. But they haven't really, to me, really answered the question that's directly that needs to be solved. What exactly are they going to do? Then at the same time, even if Obama does get in the office, he ain't going to turn that stuff over in one day, 2 days, 3 years. How many times is it going to take him to try to fix that up? And we can't put it all on him. It's all about what Congress says they're going to do.
I think a lot of American people are taking responsibility of themselves, too, of their own households, you know, and not one man to try to make a difference.
And that's the truth. What he just said, we as, I'm saying for our African-American people in our own communities, we need to stop sitting here and say, oh, he's our savior. Yeah,
right.
We should vote for him because he is changed. But I'm not saying, okay, go ahead and vote. It's whatever, to each his own, whatever you do, decide to do. I can't judge you. I'm not God. But you know what? Think about your life. Think about your child's life. And think about, do you want to still be enslaved for the rest of your life? Because we are in modern-day slavery. If you don't know, then you better ask somebody. And real talk, if we don't, as us as African-Americans, Hispanics, whatever, come together and start investing in our own businesses and start cutting each other's throats, because the government has not our best interest at hand. The industry does not have our best interest in hand. All we have is ourselves. Now, if we ask, you know how they said, together, you know, we stand and divided, we fall. Stand together strong enough, maybe we can make a change. It starts at home. We need to start getting motivated and activated and get involved in our community. With our children, with the children in school, our community, get join the councils, find out what's going on in your community. If you can, it starts with one. I don't need all of America. I just need a small part because I'm getting ready for the revolution. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting ready for the revolution, and I welcome all comers. You know what I'm saying? Because the movement is strong. I want nothing for you. I do this radio show for the people, not for myself. I do it for the people incarcerated. I do it for the people that have no voice. I do it for the cancer patients. I do it for the people out there in the streets that's homeless. I do it because I did it. I walked it. I know it. I can't speak nothing I ain't never been through.
Well, you know, technology is taking over our households, too, you know. I think people in general got to take responsibility of their own families. I think when I was coming up, you know, when I come up, we didn't have no computers and stuff like that, you know, and to give us information, and we had to go there and get the information. You know, it's a lot better for you to go get it and then sit them behind the computer, you know what I'm saying, and let technology do it for you. Because technology can speak anything at you and say anything for you, and you'll believe it because this is on the computer. And it's all our kids have been taught by computers. I have a 7-year-old right now. She's not work a computer at 7. You know what I'm saying? Which is, these things, time is good. But I'm like, damn, she asked me for a computer for Christmas. I'm like, 7. That's unheard of. We're my generation. You know, so we let too much technology take over our kids as far as education and how to be a decent human being. And we can't say that Obama has no experience. You can have no experience, okay, in politics, but he can still do a good job. You know what I'm saying? And look at Bush. He had all the experience and what he did with the country. Screwed it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So just because he had no experience, don't know what I mean? He can't do a good job.
At the same time, with experience, Bush didn't have no experience except for the fact that his father was already in office before. And you know what I'm saying? Is the real criteria for being a president anywhere anymore? Because, you know, what I'm seeing is a whole bunch of nonsense. You know, I mean, who's to say Obama goes in there? Just because he doesn't have experience, maybe he can do good. Maybe he can grow into office and be a great president. I don't know. All I can do is hope and pray that these people have our best interests in hand.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking on, like, you know, Bush and experience, it's just that his experience, I didn't feel he had, but the worst thing about Bush is that he has no compassion. You know, he has no compassion for humanity, it seems to me. It doesn't even really seem that it's black or white thing with him. It just seems that he just doesn't care. And he doesn't really, you know, I mean, look at everything that happened, you know, the unfortunate mess in Katrina. You feel me?
Right.
It's just like, this dude just doesn't, he just doesn't care. And if he does care, he doesn't make anybody believe that he does. You feel me? It's just a mess. I mean, this country is a mess, you know, and but I'm not going to give up on it, you know what I mean? Because this still is the greatest country in the world, regardless of what anybody thinks.
Man.
Especially for opportunity, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, we could do anything that we, you know, we don't live in a, you know, we can do anything we want. We don't live in a communist state. And I believe that one of the most important things is just that here, if you think it, you can do it. If you dream it, you can do it. And then and to me, if you understand just the meaning of perseverance, this is the greatest country in the world. The greatest country in the world. Because if you just pursue anything that you want to do, you can do that. And a lot of people don't have it that way, you know what I mean? And even though, I mean, with that, obviously, there's going to come, you know, some cracks in the foundation.
True.
You know, and I truly believe in, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, and again, I ain't come on this show to be no philosopher or anything like that.
I really get to say the same thing. So on that note, you know what I'm saying? Listen, my website be out next week. You know what I'm saying? Buy a fair my speech. You know, important.
But what I do believe too is that, you know, even the stuff that T.I. is talking about right now, man, is, you know, don't ever think that it's not cool to be intelligent. Don't ever think it's uncool, and I speak more to the kids, to be articulate, to think that, you know, you speak a certain way that some people may not understand in ways. You know what I mean? I always do believe in that, you know. Anything that I do, I like to have some type of substance in there, a message somehow, some way. You know, and even, I mean, I do things outside of the DVD, but I'm really more or less just talking about, you know, I came on here really just to talk about the DVD. But when people do speak on, you know, obviously politics and religion, those are two subjects that that last forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This show could go, we could talk until Easter. You know what I mean?
Real talk.
If you want to keep it funky. We can, you know what I mean? We can talk until Easter when you want to get into things like that. Because everybody has to know, you know, I respect everyone's views. You know, even Republicans, I really did get the opportunity to really see, you know, what their platform is.
and some of them, you know, are really bipartisan. Like they do understand things about Democrats. You know what I mean? I happen just to be, I vote Democratic, but if the person that is a Democrat and I don't like their views or like what they're about, I won't vote for them. And I think this is the greatest thing on earth that we have that, you know, the opportunity to vote. And I always
tell people, to have a democracy, which is excellent. But at the same time, you know what's funny to me? Because of my not knowing the fact that, you know, I always had this, like, little thing in my mind that I, for some reason, thought that majority of all black people were Democrats for some reason. But I finally found out there's black Republicans that are strong Republicans.
No doubt. There's a lot of black Republicans out there that's doing something, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, going through the problems of this country, I think people in America are just tired of being tired, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, they're screaming for some kind of change in this country, you know what I'm saying? For 8 years, you know what I'm saying? And then some, you know, they don't want to see the same goddamn thing for coming in another 4 years, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we're looking for somebody to step up and say, listen, we're gonna change this thing around and get back to, you know, what we normally doing as far as through our home education, you know, healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, we're looking for somebody to change this around, you know what I'm saying? So if Obama is that person, white or black, you know what I'm saying? I think we're going to vote for him, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Hey, Lush.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, I'm about to I'm near this casino. I just wanna
I know you're about to bounce and everything, but you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. I love you, bruh, and everything. We're gonna chat later about everything. I wish you much, you know what I'm saying, luck on everything that you do, that you aspire to do, everything you do in the future, whatever you got that you want me to promote, hit me up, I'll do it, you know what I'm saying? It's family here. You was me, Casa, Sue, Casa, my dude. You know what I mean, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, I wanna just tell everybody again. Look for the world premiere DVD Volume 2 in stores sometime in December. I said the DVD's done, but we have to set it up properly with the marketing to make sure that people are gonna know that it's in stores. So the advertising, marketing, promotion is very imperative, and we're gonna make sure that, you know, we're gonna, you know, go full throttle with it. And on the DVD, again, we got the Notorious B.I.G., never-before-seen footage. I'm going to get in a little bit of trouble for it, but, hey, Diddy, hire me. It's all love. You know what I mean? I got Lil Wayne on there. I forgot to even say that. I got we got Weezy on there. We got Baby on there. I think you're going to enjoy that. We got The Game. We got Mano, Rick Ross, Jim Jones, Two Pistols, Akon, Red Cafe. I got so many of DJ Khaled, Ace Hood, shout to the MIA. You already know what it is, 305, stand up. We got we got a couple of up and coming models on there. You know, we got a couple of people, got this group called Who Them, which is the number one independent artist coming out of New England. So y'all look for them. Shout to Natch Warner, shout to my man Fire, shout to Fliz, shout to the girl Lush
yeah.
Online. We love you, Mama. You know it is. We definitely will support you all day. We appreciate your support. My man, hit me up. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up all day.
Yeah.
Don't hit me online, my dude. You know what I mean? We're going to make some things happen. At least we're going to
give them that MySpace page real quick. Give them that MySpace page.
Oh, man. MySpace.com/ World Premiere DVD. Shout to my girl, Sandy. The VP of World Premiere DVD. Shout out to my homegirl, Millswell. You know what I'm saying? I got to shout everybody. Shout DJ Finesse. Oh, man, I could be here shouting people all day. All day. You know what I mean? People show me so much love, and I show love back. So I could be here all day. But I definitely support those who support me, and in some cases even support people that don't support me. Just on the strength. You feel me?
That's what it is.
That's how we do it. All right, Lush. Yo, shout to my man DJ Craig G, Top 4 Entertainment. Y'all know who it is, man.
Hey,
yeah. Signing out.
Hey, nice
Lush,
hey, nice meeting you, bro. Hey, call him tomorrow. All
right, 1 million.
Hey, Ned.
Yo.
Hey, Ned. Go ahead and send your shout-outs, man.
Well, I ain't got no shout-outs, man. I just want to tell everybody just to tune in tomorrow. I got a lot of information to give out for HIV, teen pregnancy, and also a lot of things going down south as far as my sneakers, my fashion line, things like that. But I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to rush through it. I'm going to have everything laid out for tomorrow. Tune in for the show tomorrow. It's going to be hot.
But it is, man. Check out World Premiere DVD. It's going down. All the hottest stars on there shutting it down, man. Check that out. Support his movement. Check out Nev Kicks, man. The hottest kicks. They got a cause behind it. It's going down. Florida Stand Up. Worldwide Stand Up. Lush Radio's in the building. And remember this, man, okay? All of us might not be that perfect, but some parts of us, excellent. Remember that. You understand? It's real talk. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. Y'all need to support each other, independent entrepreneurs, independent business owners, independent artists, designers, all of you, my black people, my white, my Hispanic, worldwide, I love you. If ain't nobody tell you they love you today, I love you. Lush Radio, live in the building. Street Queens, live in the building. Game Face, live in the building. Nef Kicks, live in the building. Worldwide DVD, live in the building. DJ Finesse, I love you, my bruh. In the building, shutting it down. I love y'all. Stay happy, stay blessed, and I love you. Support your movement. I'm the people's voice. I do it for me. I do it for the people. I love you, Nev, and I wish you much success on everything you do. And I'm gonna check out Nev tomorrow at 8 o'clock on the show. Let's talk about sex, baby. Get your pencils and pads. It's gonna be real information. And we're shutting it down. I'm going to drop y'all this other because we're going to get it popping. And, you know, shout out to Finesse and Ace Diamond. Ace Diamond, this one's for you. Finesse, this one's for you. Shout out to Mace Management. Blow the whistle.
Yes. Ace Diamond. It's a Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine because it's probably a crime. How nice.
What you expect to blow? I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace to death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop soft. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm Goodwill hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace, Diamond, it's your boy, Diamond. Some say violent, either way, grind. Yes, Ace is not falling, but I'ma pick it up cause hip hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice with mine,
you should be a
penalty. I'm gonna make him mine, keep
pushing
that stampede on mine.
You should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice with mine,
you should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine, keep pushing that stampede on mine.
You should be a penalty. Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new sound to bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about, ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involving you. Ace,
Diamond,
it's your boy Diamond. I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, darling, Ace is not falling, but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice with mine,
you should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine, keep pushing that stampede on mine.
You should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice with mine,
you should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine, keep pushing that stampede on mine.
You should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice with mine,
you should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice with mine,
should be a penalty. I'm gonna make him mine, keep pushing that stampede on mine.
Should be a penalty. This is my outro. control, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, in the club, break goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, in the club, break goose in your cup, blow the whistle. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a fine. How nice for mine.
This should be a penalty.
This show has been sponsored by Game Face, man. This is the first lady of Game Face, Lushy Lush, man. Get your Game Face on, man. Holla at Game Face at www.myface.com/GameFaceLLC. GamePhaceLLC. Man, if you don't got your Game Face on, then you know what I'm saying? I'ma holla at you later. Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJah, PotterJah, or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.